Good morning. Welcome once again to Bible Points, this production of Matthew Street Church of Christ in Bay City, Texas. We are certainly glad to have you here today with us listening to this podcast. Today I want to talk about Jesus, and we shouldn't leave home without him. If you remember the old American Express commercial, American Express, don't leave home without it. Well, it's the same sort of idea with Jesus. Don't leave home without him. Here's Psalm 145, and verse 18. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call on him in truth. And that's the idea, that we call upon Jesus. Everywhere we go as a Christian, and let me state that again, as a Christian, Jesus is indeed with us. We are his brother. He is our Savior. He is our King. He is our Lord. He is our Christ. There are just a number of monikers that we could give to Jesus. But one of the things that the Bible clearly states is that his name is going to be Emmanuel, or that his name is Emmanuel, and that means God with us. So as we leave our homes, we think about the fact that Jesus is with us, and we can pray to him, talk to him at any time. We can be with him, enjoy him. We can sing praises to him, be thankful to him. Thankful for the church, thankful for our lives, thank you. Thankful for the promises that are ahead of us, that he's never going to leave us, he's always going to be with us, and the fact that he's preparing a home for us in heaven, even as we speak. Our Lord is absolutely magnificent, and he promises us a resurrection from the dead. That means that we will stand up once again, and we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye, to have a spirit body fit for heaven, ready to be entered into our blessing with Jesus Christ our Lord, God our Father, the Holy Spirit, the angels, and a myriads upon myriads of angels and saved beings. I'm looking forward to that. Wouldn't you look forward to that? I want to go to heaven, don't you? You know, many say that the Jesus thing is way hokey. They laugh. And they mock. But like everyone else, they will call upon Jesus when the times are down. Talk about a storm, they call upon Jesus. Even though that Jesus is way too far out there, even though that's too funny, even though that's a mockery of Jesus. But yet, when the car breaks down, or they're about to have an automobile wreck, or whatever bad thing happens in somebody's life, who do they go to? They go to Jesus. I've heard the old saying that there are no atheists in foxholes, and I believe that. When those bullets start flying, when those shells start bursting, you want Jesus in there with you. You want him to save your life. And if you would stop and think about it, your life is really your soul, and your body is going to fall apart. It's going to fall away, but your spirit lives on and on and on forever. You know, there are a number of Bible verses that we can go to that state that God is with us, or that Jesus is with us. There's Hebrews 13 and verse 5. Our verse this morning, Psalm 145 and verse 18. James 4 and verse 8. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. John 15:7. These are just a few verses that say God or Jesus is with us. And the Bible is just full of that, full of those kinds of verses. And you can just Google those things and look them up in some sort of Bible reference, and you can find all of those references there. You know, it's a comforting thought that Jesus is with us, no doubt. Wherever we go, whatever we do, Jesus is always with us. But you know, it helps with the three D's. And you might ask, what are the three D's? Well, they are direction, devotion, and discipline. Think about that this morning. So don't leave home without him. Friends, once again, thank you for listening to this podcast of Bible Points, a production of Matthew Street Church of Christ in Bay City, Texas. We're located at the corner of Matthew Street and Avenue I in Bay City. You're always invited to our services. Sunday mornings at 9:30 for Bible study, 10:30 for worship, and then again on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. for more Bible study. You're always welcome, and thanks again for listening. Blessings now. Have a great day. Bye-bye.